Biggest conversations begin every morning. My name is Irene Lasso, and we're still continuing with the conversation around mental health. Well, mental health is a universal right. Well, this is a theme for this year's Mental Health Day, and the World Health Organization says everyone, whoever and wherever they are, have a right to the highest attainable standard of a mental health. Now, our guests have a specific message on this theme for Mental Health Day, and they say together, let's promote children's mental well-being for better learning outcomes. Well, we are now zooming in on children's mental wellness, and we welcome Dorothy Namara, mental health and psychological support technical specialist at the Save the Children, and Ben Lopogo from the Ministry of General Education and Instruction. Good morning. Thank you so much for making our time to speak to us today.
Good morning, and thank you.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Dorothy. Yes. Now, starting with you, just tell us how the mental well-being of children is tied to better learning outcomes.
Thank you very much, and thank you, listeners, for being on the show. Maybe let me begin a bit with a few statistics just to show us.
Right.
We have 37% of children have been affected by conflict. And also, we have a few statistics showing that there are quite a number of 25% of girls between the ages of 15 and 19 are married off, and one out of 16 give birth. And these are children we are talking about. Mm. So when we talk about children and mental health, we are looking at basically how these children can, mental health can be a priority for all of us. It is a right for them, because the children, the future of this generation, the future of this nation, and the heritage of this nation.
Right.
So that is why we come to amplify mental health in children. And mental health in children begins at micro level, as far as family level. To go into school, we have the contribution of the parents that will be able to bring about, you know, this. We have the contribution of our teachers in school. We have the contribution of our senior managements in school. We have the contribution of the nation as well in terms of policies to uphold mental health. So it is a continuum of things across to be able to promote children in education.
Right. So how is this tied to better learning outcomes?
With this, if it is promoted, we see retention of children in school very high, because right now we have quite a high drop-off rate in schools, and we see also a bit of performance in school being low.
Right.
So we tie this to mental health issues, because these are children with a background of conflict.
Right.
These are children with a background of being affected by natural disasters, the flood, the conflict within, that has embedded them with a bit of traumas, a lot of traumas that they have come up with, and they are bringing it in school. So we find that if the school support system is not encouraging mental well-being, then this child will not be able to perform, will not be able to come up with better learning outcomes.
Right. Thank you so much, Dorothy. Now, coming to you, Mr. Ben, you have a global education partnership with Save the Children under the multi-year resilience program, and one of your focus area is mental health for children and their teachers. So just tell us a little bit more about why you chose to work on this area.
Well, this area is very important for for the Ministry of Education, because the performance of children depends on their good mental health. And when we don't address the issues that affect our children, you will realize that a good number of them drop out of school, and retention becomes an issue. And many people would wonder why some children are not performing very well. It could just be that their mental health is affected adversely, and therefore their concentration in the schools, you know, becomes an issue. And that's why we think that it is very important for us to highlight this issue of mental health in education.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Ben. Now, Dorothy, to a parent, what should they be on the lookout for? I mean, what sort of changes can be noticed on the child who is going through some challenges?
Thank you very much. Quite a number of them. One is looking at the it begins with growth, actually. The growth of this child affects their mental health. Are they attaining the developmental milestones all the way from 0 years to, you know, adulthood?
Right.
So are they attaining the developmental milestones from 0 to 18, where we say that, okay, this is now an adult or not? So if they are not, then they should be at a lookout. The developmental milestones, we all know, is that when there is an age where a child will sit, there is an age where the child will talk, there is an age where the child will walk. Those are all very important key things that a parent needs to be on the lookout for. And when it doesn't happen, then you want to seek a second opinion. You want to ask a medical professional what is happening. You want to ask the people around you and compare your child and see, is there a problem? So we should be on the lookout from the word go.
Right.
When they're in school, there are certain things that that you have to look out. Their play pattern, how do they play? How are they withdrawn? Sometimes there are children that are very active in class. There are children that are very withdrawn. Even outside play, they tend to be alone. They tend to be secluded. There are those that are violent, and for no reason they begin, you know, they begin to, you know, disturb others, and then they come into a fight, and they seem to like it, but it's not normal behavior that a child should portray. We look at still the academic performance of this child may not necessarily be that this child actually has low intelligence. No, it may actually be because there are issues at home. For example, the child doesn't get enough sleep at home, and when they come to class, they are dozing in class. They cannot achieve in terms of academic performance because they're not paying attention. Some of the children are the breadwinners in their homes, and actually, when they come to class, their mind is not in class.
They are tired.
Their mind is thinking about, what when I go back, what am I going to do?
Right.
Where will I get the food for my siblings? What am I going to, you know, how am I going to prepare this food? Where will I even get the food? So they are in school, but they are worried on how the next meal is going to come through, or how they are going to take on the next day.
Right.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Dareth. Because of time, we'll just have to go through this very quickly.
Yes.
Ben, how has the project of psychosocial support been received? What sort of assistance are the beneficiaries getting from it?
Well, in terms of education, currently we are trying to establish a policy on mental health, which has not existed for long, but the awareness raising that Save the Children has been providing to our children has had a very positive impact. It actually requires a lot of awareness raising right from the family level, because, you know, when children come to school, they carry things from home.
Right.
If the parents are quarrelsome, they're fighting, that affects them when they reach the class.
They emulate the behavior.
That behavior.
Right.
They may also be thinking about what had happened at home, and that makes them not to concentrate in class.
Right.
So what we are trying to do is to develop a policy that will address mental health in schools.
Right.
We also want to see that teachers are trained in this in this area, and the curriculum of the Ministry of Education integrates mental health into it, so that becomes one of the lessons that can be taught in school.
Right. And speaking about training, one important thing, though, Mr. Ben, is for a teacher to be equipped with identifying children's mental health problems and knowing where to seek this help. So will that be embedded in this planned training?
That is what we intend to do. We know that the curriculum of the Ministry of Education has been developed. It has been reviewed in recent weeks, and we know that this is the time that we should be talking about this included or integrated into the curriculum. And even in the teachers' education, we will need this to be integrated into their curriculum.
Right. Thank you so much. Well, Dorothy, as we conclude, let's focus on communities themselves. How can communities create safer spaces for children? As you heard from Ben, children come from these communities, and if the communities are torn, then that can be a replica. So how can communities provide safe spaces for children?
Yes. Thank you very much. Just like I said, mental health is a combined effort. How can communities be able to do that is to be able to have mechanisms to identify. For example, at school level, can there be committees to identify these children and be able to refer them for help? At community levels, can the parents, we work with caregivers. Actually, if I'm to add on a bit onto what Ben talked about, is that we don't only work with children. We were in school, we work with children out of school, we work with their caregivers, that they're able to identify that their children actually need, there is a miss in their behavior that needs to be addressed. So we encourage peer support groups within the communities, so that they are able to also talk about their mental health, but also identify their children's issues relating to mental health. We teach them how to identify them, to talk to their children, how to be able to play with their children, to have play activities with their children, because through that, then they are able to identify that actually there is a problem with my child.
Thank you so much. We should be here in the next minute, and in just 30 seconds, Ben, what is your final message?
My final message is to parents, please treat your children with dignity. When you fight, you quarrel in the family, these children will transfer these issues to the classroom and they will not perform well.
Right. And Dorothy?
My last thought is, not all wounds are visible. So let us be able to invest in mental health and have more multi-year kind of assistance, because behavior change is a process.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
Dorothy Namara and Ben Lopogo, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much indeed.
Oh, yes, and it's just 2 minutes at the top of the hour. The news bulletin in English will be coming up at the top of the hour. Thank you so much for your time, for your company on this Miraya Breakfast Show. It's been Irene Lasso and Sebit William. Catch us tomorrow, same place, same time, and, of course, same radio station right here on Radio Miraya. Well, bye-bye for now.